205 DGS on KMOX. Sue at 2. Sue Thomas is here from down the hallway at 97.1.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
You always look sharp.
That is not true today, so I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is that a little vest got working there?
I don't know. It's just a running hoodie, Dave,
okay.
And it's, you know, it's chilly outside.
Sounded like Hancock there for a second, didn't it? What's that? You got a vest there?
You got
no sleeves in there.
Yeah, you don't need those sleeves, you know.
Oh,
sometimes
God.
The sleeves.
You got your overgarments.
I'm listening. I still don't know if this was a setup bit or not. Hancock just texted me, and he said one of the segments we did in the last hour was really good. Thank you, Johnny. I texted Kelly about this, but I never found out if they set this up or not. But I'm listening to Hancock and Kelly on the way in. My favorite show on the station. It truly, truly is. I love those guys. And it was about the fact that Hancock thought that bats were birds. And he was not giving it up. He's like, got the wings, fly. Those are birds.
Okay, wow.
And Michael, who seemed to be reading it off Wikipedia, was like, I think they're mammals.
They're
mammals.
I love it when John starts like piecing the clues together like that.
Yeah,
he starts listing off the different things.
Yeah.
So I guess flying squirrels are birds too?
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You should have called in.
Sugar gliders, birds.
I've always said, like, this is going to sound like a knock on them, and it's not at all. It's a compliment. It takes so much less to entertain people than what we think it does.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
I mean, like, which is 24 years I've got of underwhelming people.
Yes.
But I mean, just bats or birds. That kept me entertained. And then sometimes my Odyssey app will... what's it called?
When
it
trip just, or rewind or go forward.
It just,
or...
like... keeps buffering and buffering.
Oh, yeah.
And it was making me crazy because I'm like, I wanted to hear.
Are they birds or are they something
How
else?
How is this going to end?
Birds aren't even real, so.
I had never heard of a sugar glider before.
Yeah, they're cool.
Oh, they're cute.
They're so yeah, they're really cute.
What
yeah.
is a sugar glider?
Oh, you know what? It's like a tiny squirrel.
Yeah, an adorable
man.
Little guy.
They got little wings. Like, not wings, but like they got the skin that turns in. They're like the gliders
oh,
you see
yeah.
that go down the side of a mountain.
You can teach
those guys
to
the
glide
wingsuits.
On your shoulder and
yeah.
stuff.
They are like the number one pet, though, that people buy.
Yeah, and give up.
Because there are places where you can impulse buy them. I remember
really?
St. Louis used to have a little Comic-Con that I would go to from time to time over the years. And there would be like a booth in the far corner of the convention center where that was like
selling tiny squirrels.
Come get your little squirrel, and then they just like, you know, whipped a tiny squirrel around, and it would fly around, and they'd be like, "Hey, look, it's a little squirrel, it flies."
Hard to pass.
And
up.
You can just buy it. And I'm like, "This is that's messed up."
According to PetMD, they're good pets.
What?
PetMD says sugar gliders can make wonderful pets and bond closely with their human families.
Yeah.
If they are taken care of properly,
but,
which means
ding, ding, ding.
Figuring but, their needs too.
You shouldn't impulse buy any
no,
pet.
No, you shouldn't buy any pet on impulse ever.
Yeah.
Nope.
I learned that the hard way when I bought Elvis the Python.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
One of the many Elvi.
Yeah.
In your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had Elvis the Ferret too.
Did you have a cat named Elvis?
No. Had a cat named Monkey.
No, I was named Monkey. Yep. Okay.
It's like a 40-pound cat.
Yeah.
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 Pegged him with a biscuit, right? Right in the head.
Didn't mean to, but that's the way it ended. Yeah. Popeye's biscuit.
That's the way it ended.
I don't like that
no,
story
at all. That's the way that incident ended.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh,
I didn't kill the cat with a Popeye's biscuit.
Yeah.
That's the way it ended.
That's yeah. that story.
That was
There's
monkey.
That.
May you rest in peace.
That's what it sounded like.
Good old biscuit.
Sorry.
Change his name from Monkey.
What would make you think you needed a python to purchase and live with?
Well, nothing. I went to the big giant pet emporium thing at like the Edward Jones Dome or something like that. And I meant to buy a miniature horse, but I was too drunk. And the guy said, son, you can't buy livestock when you're inebriated. So I ended up buying a python.
Oh, well, they let you buy that instead. That makes
yeah.
no sense.
They have lower standards.
If we go back in time, what if you hadn't been drunk and had bought the little horse? How would that have turned out?
Awesome.
Yeah, I could see you with a mini horse.
I really could.
Yeah.
I really
like,
could.
What was, I'm eating like, because they're big, right? I mean, like they're big compared to a dog. They're big. They're small compared to horses, but they're like, what, 150 pounds? Like, they're pretty good size, right?
Hold on, I'm Googling.
Like, where would it live?
Mini horse.
I think they're smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they can come in all, like, you can get a bigger one, you can get a smaller one.
No, he's right. 150 to, wait. Yeah, 150 to 350 yeah, is a mini, like, mini
because
horse.
Because a regular horse
I'm
is like.
I'm also drawn to fainting goats.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
I get that. Oh, yeah. I get that. Herd of little mofos.
They just go,
yeah, baby.
Oh, go!
There was a, they're all stiff.
I saw a video of a dog that did that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, like a cat. His, like, he lives with a cat, and the cat scared him, and he went, no.
It would be like the ultimate, because you wouldn't want to do it because you feel bad because their legs go stiff and they fall. But
yeah,
at the same time, it's hard not to scare a fainting goat.
Remember when teacup pigs were all the rage?
Oh,
years
yeah.
Then? Yeah. You don't really hear about that as much anymore.
I know a family who bought one of those and it ended up being like 600 pounds or something.
What?
You can't tell. You
yeah.
Can't
oh, know I, they got fooled.
Yep.
Okay. Because, yeah, they're all little when they're little, right?
Yeah, they don't come with like instructions that are like, we'll grow to this size.
300 pound baby.
Because yeah, I remember that, like, when we were kids, we got our dogs from this really, it turned out to be a really shady place. We had adopted this dog, Buddy. He was our first dog. And they were like, oh, yeah, he's a schnauzer poodle mix. He's going to be like 18 to 22 pounds. And he ended up being like 37 pounds.
Oh.
Clearly, neither of those dogs. Yeah. He was bigger than those things. And then we saw them on the news like 3 months later. They got shut down because they were ripping people off. And
wow.
Yeah, that's pretty.
We got Augie.
But Buddy was cool.
Augie at Seavers Retrievers, best dog ever. And then we got Moses, and he is a lab and golden mix. And he is a quarter the size he's supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
Which I've always thought I should go back and sell him to Mr. Seaver because people love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like a miniature golden retriever. Are you kidding? Like, he's the cutest dog ever.
Is he, how's he behaving? I remember in his early
days. Like a pedophile
days,
died and came back as a dog.
That's what I was afraid of.
Seriously, pretend I'm Moses. Uh-huh. And I want to do the classic thing, like a dog, like, yeah. I want you to pet me. He does this.
Oh, hi, Moses. You're so sweet. Oh.
He puts the paw on there. He's petting you back.
No, but it's the way
that your creepy
oh,
uncle would.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Just like, chicken.
Yeah,
chicken.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
You're like, dude, just be a dog. He's always doing tax work and stuff
oh,
like that.
All right. That could be helpful.
See, that's what I mean about cats. I found my cat in a trash can. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have
well,
to.
Well, you didn't.
You don't, have to go through,
find
you don't have to go through Wheeler's shady schnoodle breeders or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is Gigi now?
Gigi is 8.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an old lady now.
That's
getting
old.
Up there.
No, her, not
cats. Cats, they live like 20 years.
Yeah. Her fur is lightening, though, which is very, very cute.
She's getting gray?
Yeah, she's getting a little gray, a little brown instead of black, which they told us would happen. Because, like, she's got black highlights, and then, like, if you kind of look under the fur, it's brown.
Yeah.
And they were like, as she gets older, her fur will kind of lighten
up. Looking under the fur.
Lighten up like that.
Moses.
You know what I mean.
Madam Gigi. Just let me pet you there. What you got going on under that fur? No need to tell Mom and Dad. You know what I realized? Remember what a big deal it was? I don't know when it stopped, but it was such a big deal when I was younger that every Thursday you would check the Post Dispatch for the movie section to see what you're going to go see at the movies. And I just saw my show prep like out this week. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I love the movie experience. I love going to the theaters. It's been knocked out of me or worn out of me or COVID or something. But it's just not an option.
I find that I like going to see stuff at the High Point or older theaters. That still appeals to me, you know, because they'll do like a first run of an old Cary Grant movie or a first, you know, like flashback to older films. And then you sit in those old seats and they pop them their own popcorn. Now, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
But I had to Google today. I saw Gladiator 2. We were going to talk about somewhere on some show. And I thought, I don't even know if Russell Crowe's in that. So
he's
I
not.
Had to ask. And then you told me that he wasn't. But I'm not
dead.
Plugged in is my point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maximus did not make it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but I mean.
It's not a surprise that I didn't see it.
If they wanted to like finagle that, they could have made a dream scene. Or
that's true. You can always do the flashbacks.
Which I've always hated.
Yeah. I think I would actually make the case that the movie experience now is better than it's ever been. You always get a nice big reclining seat. You get assigned seats, so there's no more of this, like,
Saving seats.
Sitting here, yeah. And you sit there, and you got to cross. You know where you're going to sit. It's going to be a nice big chair. It's going to recline. It's got drink holders. I don't think it's ever been better. They have more options at the concession stands now than they ever had.
Assigned seats is brilliant. I can't believe it took, what, 40 years to finally come up with assigned seats. Like, that is magnificent. That's, like, maybe the one theater-going thing I cannot go back.
One of my indulgences in life is I always buy two seats because I usually go to the theater by myself. I just like it. Hmm. And I always buy the extra seat, you know, and I recline it like, oh, she'll be right back.
She didn't put down the recliner when she walked away.
She's so rude.
My bad.
I'll have a word with her.
Don't you think, though, it's just not as exciting now because there's so many other ways to be entertained?
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, big for me to go to the theater. Like, it's got to be, like, I'll go see Gladiator, too, because it's going to be a visual thing.
And loud, and you want to see it big.
Yeah.
Do some of these theaters, because I've not been to one where you can just walk up in the theater and put extra butter on. Does that exist somewhere?
Yeah, that's the best.
I keep reading about that, but I've never seen
it. I love those places.
What do you mean?
They don't all have it. So they're like, there are butter dispensers like by where you fill up your drinks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can do your own if you want to.
I have never been to a theater that didn't have that.
Yeah, some of the new ones don't.
So there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be in the theater, Andrew. No, I mean,
theater.
Right, in the actual theater, not by the concession.
Oh, so you're saying in the screen.
Right.
Now Andrew's intrigued. Yeah,
now you got me.
That's what I heard.
It's at your seat.
Because there are times you get to the lower half of the barrel and there's not as much on there and it doesn't taste as good.
Andrew's buttering corn.
You can put that butter on anything. You can put the butter in your soda. I mean, they're not going to know. It's dark in there.
Candy bar with some butter. Yes.
How do you butter your popcorn with that dispenser? Do you just take
the full
top down?
The full one? A full bucket. Yes. So it's hard, but I try to go around the edges so that it seeps down to the bottom, and then you shake it up a little bit, and then you do it over the top, and then you try to mix it without spilling.
Anybody
is going to happen.
Anyone put M&M's or Reese's Pieces in there?
No, but that's a good idea.
Movie salad.
Yeah.
I mean, people sell popcorn like that, so I bet it's good.
Yeah, movie salad.
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of popcorn places that sell it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. That was mine.
That's one of mine.
223 DGS. Sue Thomas hanging out with us. Razor's Edge.
Yes, I have a fun one today.
Oh, look at your sleeves.
Oh, yeah, they have the thumb hole.
I like it.
Yeah, these are nice. These are... They're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah. You look like a mime.
Start doing this, Rach. All I can think of when I see that is that if I did that, my hands, that part would be so dirty. It would be like a different color of the shirt.
Well,
that was the most Sue Thomas thing ever.
She has the thumb holes as well.
I'm going to do it too.
If I had yours, though, those are black sleeves, they'd be the same color.
You could go for this.
Yeah.
Yours is black, hers is white.
Ebony and ivory.
All right, for Razor's Edge today, I have, this is from BuzzFeed, but I thought this was kind of a fun topic. This is trends from 10 years ago that just kind of disappeared. I thought it might be fun to revisit this and see how many we remember. Do you guys remember... 10 years ago or so, the keep calm and carry on signs that popped up all over the place.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh yeah.
That was everywhere. And I never fully understood like what it was about or how it got started or why people liked it so much.
Somebody, I still have a crossword puzzle book that has that on there. Keep calm and crossword on. You can see I don't use it much since it's probably 10 years old.
Didn't they do one of those with an onion, like keep calm and onion on or something?
I think they did it with literally everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Flash mobs were a huge thing in about 2014.
Oh, right. That feels so dated, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I think people still do that from time to time.
Keep calm and carry on is from what do you call it? 1984, the novel.
Oh, really?
The George Orwell novel. Okay. So that's probably, that's what it's from. I don't know what. Made it pop up 10 years ago.
What made it such a thing? Who knows? The Harlem Shake. Everybody remember that?
I loved that so much. Did you ever see those?
No.
What?
Oh, my God. That was like, it was pre-TikTok, but it's like just a viral video. So you get a whole group of people. There's the song that's the Harlem Shake, and it just kind of builds up. And then when you get to the drop, the group that's in the room goes from just doing normal things to dancing wildly in costumes, like an instant cut. It is hilarious.
It was fun.
I'm shocked you like that.
Oh, it was so funny.
Seems the kind of thing you'd think is so stupid.
No, it was hilarious. Like, sports teams were doing it. I mean, it was good. And the original video, funny as hell.
The next trend is everyone talking about bacon in every sentence.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Bacon was very trendy for some reason. I don't know why, but it just kind of became one of those things where it was like, oh man, throw some bacon on it and then I'll eat it. And then it kind of faded away.
Remember they used to put up videos of little kids trying bacon for the first time and it just kept going and going.
You watch weird videos.
Well, it was on social media, Dave. And they feed this kid his first piece and he just says, bacon.
You know, as a member of the FBI advisory board, I must advise you right now that you are close to being in trouble.
Man, I haven't thought about this in forever, but Angry Birds. Everybody was playing that on their phones all the time.
That was pretty fun.
It was fun.
Gangnam Style. We all remember Gangnam Style.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook pages. That still exists. Go like the DGS Facebook page right
now.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Pineapples on everything. I used to, like, before pineapples became a low-key code for being a swinger,
yeah.
Wait,
what?
You've heard of this.
Yes, you've heard of it.
But they would just put pineapples on, like, I had, like, 5 shirts that had pineapples on them for no reason. I mean, I like pineapples and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
They were trying to lull us into the lifestyle. My Little Pony, that was very popular back then. We won't get into that one. The Cinnamon Challenge.
Oh, that was fun.
Also known as the Idiot Test.
Where you just eat a big spoonful of cinnamon.
And what's it do to you?
Not good.
Yeah, no. It's just not good.
So, mostly it makes people choke. And the problem with it was when people would choke or you start to cough, then you inhale it, which is bad for your lungs.
And it would poof out when they would eat it.
Yeah.
Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeez.
Fidget spinners. Oof. I feel like fidget spinners were still a thing whenever I guess I came on the show about 10 years ago.
I remember
but
Tony had one.
Yeah, he had one. I bought like a nice one a couple years ago. It had definitely fallen out of fashion, mm-hmm. but it was a nice like heavy metal one. It was really nice.
Did you ever have a pet
heavy
rock?
Metal?
No. Wait. No, that's untrue. Someone gave me one for Christmas. And I thought, what? But thank you. You know, dear aunt, whatever. Yeah. The weather's great here. Thanks for the pet rock.
Thanks for nothing, aunt, whatever. This is the last one I'll do. Frozen yogurt shops. Those were all over the place. Froyo?
Yeah, we had it here.
Yeah, it was like everywhere you turned, there would be a frozen
was
yogurt
TCBY,
shop.
This can't be yogurt or the country's best yogurt?
No, I think.
Taking care of business.
I don't know. It could be either one of those.
Different taking care of business.
But that was from like the 80s, late 80s.
Okay, I lied. We'll do one more. Checking in on Foursquare. I was pretty into that when I was working at Radio Shack. Do you remember Foursquare?
Me, not
at all.
It was just a social media. Like you could be like, I'm checking in at KMOX. And if you checked into a place enough times, you became the mayor of that place. It was completely pointless and just let everyone know your location. But it was kind of fun at the same time.
Sue would be the mayor of that kid's bacon place.
Bacon!
Welcome back, guys. DGS 233. Happy Friday to you. Sue Thomas is here for Sue at 2 on Fridays. George Mahey, the food and wine editor from St. Louis Magazine, is here. Dude, this is mother's milk to me, what you brought in. This is
another one of those crazy Fridays. Rachel and I talk about this all the time. I do these silly, some of them are very silly, Ask George's, and today was the perfect day for it. What do you do with leftover Halloween candy? Most of us have it. You know, you just, you know, with all the trunk or treats, we don't get the kids that we used to. So, and always end up with some extra candy. So, you know, you can give it away. You can take it to the office. I found out that Food Outreach does accept candy.
Oh, that's nice.
That's part of their nutritional program.
Good to know.
But they have it for treats. But my take, of course, is why don't we pair it with wine?
I love it.
And I opened it up to several wine shop owners and a sommelier, and I said, just throw out some of your favorite Halloween candies and what wines you would pair it with and why. It's pretty darn interesting.
Oh, it's really fun.
And, you know, it was, I probably got 40 responses from the four folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty darn interesting reading. But anyway, so there was some commonality, you know, red wine with chocolate. You know, we know that little trick, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, lighter chocolate gets lighter wine, heavier chocolate, heavier wine. That's about as far deep as I've gotten into it, but I noticed there was some commonality in what these wine shop owners had to say with a lot of these sweets, a lot of with the chocolate and the peanut butter and the you know, nuts and things like that, port and sherries and Madeiras and things like that you don't think of that much. People aren't that familiar with these types of wines. So I brought some Snickers and I brought some Reese's peanut butter cups and I brought some port. So have a little taste of the candy, have a little taste of the port, and you'll see how well these guys pair together. And anyway, that's my...
I was for Andrew, how long have I been doing this? Back when I was doing live for Ruth's Chris. And I tried to get them to do white trash wine pairings.
Yeah.
And I love a really nice Italian Barolo with ho-hos. And I was just telling George, I love a really nice dry Riesling with stale Cheetos. There's just something about it.
The Snickers with the port.
Isn't it great?
Thumbs up.
And port is, you can impress people with, you know, you can like do minimal research with port because most people don't know anything about it.
And it's not super expensive.
It's not that expensive. And a lot of people don't know. It comes in 10, 20, 30, 40 year. That's it. You don't see a 15-year port. You don't see a 25. It's really well controlled over in Portugal, in Porto. That's it. That's the only place they make it. You know, champagne's being made in Champagne, but ripped off across the world for decades, not port.
And I find port, oh man, am I going to sound pretentious, but I find port,
that's why I'm here, Dave.
Sort of like I do bourbon, that the really expensive ones do not fit my palate. Sometimes more expensive is not better when it comes to things like that.
I thought this was interesting, too, because I brought a younger port, too, and I like a 20-year port. And as I'm reading, that's the one that a lot of the port people go to because the 30s and the 40s do get, you know, they'll get
pretty,
up to 100, $150 a bottle. But the 20 is kind of the sweet spot. But I noticed that the wine shop owners and the sommeliers recommended the 10-year with these candies. And I guess... I'm not sure why, but they're, you know, they're a little younger and fruitier and less refined, which is perfect for this group, by the way.
Yes. So,
and that's just the way that it came down. And I thought, yep, this is pretty good. I didn't. This is my first time trying these too. But
you know, my new thing at Cab Grill is I get a glass of sparkling with the crab. You know, like the crab meat. And then I get a glass of Prisoner with the bacon. And that's dinner.
With the bacon what?
It's like a Canadian bacon, but it's Capital Grille level.
Okay.
And it's smoked, and it's sweet, and it's got some maple on it. And it's just like, I don't even need the steak.
Yeah.
So
and,
good.
And, you know, lighter, crisper wines with the lighter, with the oysters and with cheese. And then, obviously, you get into the heavier meats and the heavier wines.
But you know what I learned? It was John, he used to be the somm at Truffles.
John Cain.
John Cain. Now he's at Prosino. But the way I learned, because I knew nothing, he would bring me pairings that didn't work and on purpose and would test me. And he'd be like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, not my favorite. And he's like, good, because this does not go together. And that's how I learned.
Yeah.
Not that you have, just like whatever your palate.
It's just so much fun. I didn't know how much fun it would be. And some of these folks are picking Sour Patch Kids. And I'm going, oh, this is great. What the heck do you pair with a Sour Patch Kid?
I have no idea.
And they came up with some sweeter Rieslings and some... one was interesting. It was like a sparkling red, like a sparkling Lambrusco. He said, you've got the sweetness of the berries that go with the sweetness of the, you know, of the sweet sour candy. And then the bubbles cut the tartness. Anyway, it was, they made perfect sense out of it. I just didn't, but that's okay. But anyway, it's a fun little read. Anyway, it's in St. Louis Magazine's.
Who are the big somms in town now? And where's the big wine place to go, or a couple places?
You know, it's still, Truffles has still got an incredible list. And Alex out there is, I mean, it's insane how good their list is. And it wins awards every year. Annie Guns does the same thing. There's a woman at Madrina called, her name's Alicia, and she is a really, really good somm. And she's done something that I've never seen anybody else do. And she said it was just insanely difficult. That's kind of an Italian place, right? And but Italian wines aren't as popular as American
wines.
It's a
shame.
But they want to push the Italian wine. So what did she do? The left column is American wines, and the right column is its Italian equivalent, if there is one. Mm. And she said, sounds fun and sounds like a cool thing to do. She said, hardest list she's ever written. But it's really cool to go, okay, I didn't know these these are similar wines. And she learned a lot, too, apparently. But
what's this new Italian place? My buddy had reservations the other night, and I was going to go, but I couldn't. Out in 94, Rodo, Soto?
Noto.
Noto.
N-O-T-O.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Neapolitan pizzas, fresh-made pastas. They've got a little downstairs kind of aperitivo bar called Baccaro.
Like which the you sound can, of that.
Yeah, it's really cool because half the time you can't get into Noto because it's so busy, but you can get in maybe before or after dinner down to Baccaro. And, you know, they're doing some, you know, little Italian aperitifs down there. You'll learn something down there, too. That's a really cool, it's not a sleeper for the folks out your way, but it's folks from St. Louis have to make the trek out there, and they've all said, yeah, well worth the trip.
Yeah, didn't you talk to them and be like, really? You're going to put in like a high-end Italian restaurant out there?
I said the same thing. I thought, wait, I'm not sure people, you know, I don't know that anybody is accepting of a $20, $23 pizza, you know, anywhere, and they're selling them like hotcakes, so little do I know. So
how's Katie's pizza doing?
Great. She doesn't miss a beat. Katie's just, she's taken over the world. Her pizzas are now sold in some Walmarts. She went down to Bentonville, and I guess I didn't know how this is done, but people go down there and pitch stuff to them all the time.
I did it.
You did it.
Did you Foxbaugh? Yeah. Remember Foxbaugh?
Yeah,
we went. It was amazing. It's a big, giant facility with a big, giant waiting room.
It's kind of like Shark Tank kind of thing?
With about 300 executives typing on a laptop. And then they have about 200 meeting rooms, and it looks like a prison, like three floors. And each meeting room is exactly the same, very small, a table, two chairs on one side, two chairs on the other, no artwork. And we'd already talked to him a bit about Foxbaugh. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of knew the guys, and me being me, I said, I know what you're doing. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, I bet you that Firestone or Keebler are in the next room. And you're telling them, we don't care if you're Foxpaw or Keebler, because we're Walmart. And he winked at me and he pointed and he goes,
wow.
Yep.
Did you get in?
We got it. Yeah, we had three stores in San Antonio for about a year and a half.
I had no idea it worked that way. And the other part I certainly didn't know about is they knew about Katie's too. They send their little folks out, and they've done some recon before everybody shows up. They pretty much know who's showing up and what they have to offer. And so Katie comes in and starts her pitch, and the guy goes, "Excuse me, one moment," and he leaves the room, comes back with a film crew. And says, we've already vetted you. You're already in. And I guess there's the equivalent of a golden ticket.
How cool.
And they said, you don't even have to do the pitch. Congratulations. Let us shoot some video. And boom, she was in just like that.
Good for Katie.
And she got all, you know, all dialed up and had her speech already. Yeah. Didn't have to do any of that stuff.
Good for
her. She was already in. So, yeah, Katie is doing just fine. Thank you. I just got something in an email today. She's so smart. If you buy $100 worth of gift cards, and this is, you know, she's way out ahead of it. We haven't even started thinking about this for the holiday, right? Mm-hmm. Buy $100 worth, you get $20 free, and you get a free pizza.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal. Most people don't even give you the $20. They'll give you $10 or some, you know, increment. But so she's already pitching gift cards, and they're good, obviously, for every restaurant. But yeah, Katie knows what she's doing.
Cool. What else is hot right now?
Oh, what's going on now? We've got Spencer's Grill is reopening next
week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Who bought it? Anyone you knew?
Yeah, the guys from right up the street that have the Honeybees biscuit place.
I'll be darned.
and they're Kirkwoodians, and they know the market, and they're, you know, very well.
Couldn't have been better.
No, couldn't have been better. And you know, the former Spencer's owner said, we don't want to sell anybody that isn't going to do it just the way that we did it, and let's talk. And they came to terms. I think some guy was a really cool guy, and I knew the guy, sharp guy, and he wanted to do donuts and bagels. And they go, nope, that's all you needed to say. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
I want a big old omelet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not much they might have tweaked this. He goes, we might be buying some bacon from a different supplier that we think's better.
Right.
You know, there aren't, maybe the bread will come from somebody else, but it'll basically be the number three will still be the number three. And that's
anyone
the way they
sniffing around
it.
Uncle Bill's?
Not that I know of. But boy, that's just. That's like
Rachel, when we break, we'll come back with another one with Georgia. Can you hang around?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I've got some candy to eat.
250 DG asks, we have Sue Thomas hanging out. We have George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine, and Rach is about to do fast food news.
Absolutely. We've got some good fast food stories for you, like Wendy's is launching a new salted caramel frosty, a mushroom bacon cheeseburger, and an upgraded taco salad. If you're a fan of the taco salad, it now features a new creamy Zesta salsa dressing, crispy tortilla strips, fire-roasted corn for Andrew, and the chain's iconic chili.
So I don't know that I've ever had Wendy's chili. That's crazy.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like it used to be better in like the 90s. But
it used to be different.
Who has the best chili?
You think so?
Yeah.
Chili
Steak
Max
and
is
Shake.
Pretty good.
I like Steak and Shake.
Yeah, Chili Max
still
is good.
Open?
Yeah.
Are there any Steak
There's
and Shakes?
A couple that are still open.
Yeah.
But Wendy's chili isn't bad, even though it's made with old hamburgers.
See, that's just it. I knew somebody who worked there
what
and told me
chili's
that story,
made
and
in
I was
general.
Like, I'm out.
I think the burgers that I know they pre-cook so many of them, and there's some that are left over, and that's where it goes.
That's fine.
This is extra meaty today.
Well, my favorite.
Remember when they do they still do potatoes?
Don't
they used to do baked potatoes at Wendy's and the chili with the baked potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, that
was
good.
Good.
I like a baked potato.
My favorite donut of all time, the crumb cake, because I made them at Mr. Donut, are made with 30-day-old donuts.
Just dry them out?
You dry them out and then you put them in the blender and they turn into crumbs and you glaze the donut and roll them in it and there you go.
Is it like a process? Because you don't keep donuts don't just sit there for 30
days.
We
didn't have a process. It was just sticking them somewhere for 30 days.
But like that's
it
done intentionally,
like
right?
Yeah.
Or is it just like, okay, today's donuts didn't sell. They're going into the whatever bin we put them in.
Yeah, I guess it's probably a happy accident they figured out. Huh. So,
Arby's is welcoming back their deep fried turkey gobbler and a deep fried turkey club just in time for Thanksgiving. The turkey gobbler is a thick sliced deep fried turkey breast topped with melty Swiss cheese, crispy onions, everything seasoning, herb spread, lettuce, and tomato, all served on a toasted buttery brioche bun, in case you were wondering.
The idea of fried turkey appeals. I've never had a great one. I've never made one.
I've never had one either.
Yeah.
But I would like to try one.
I would love to have
somebody
a really
wants
good
to take
one.
The, take the chance and
yes, I don't
want to
burn my house down.
Exactly.
Just don't put it in while it's frozen.
So that sandwich it sounded like it was one of those that has dressing and gravy and cranberries and all that kind of stuff on. Usually those ultimate turkey sandwiches at this time of year.
To be the ultimate, it
does
needs
not.
That.
I would think so.
You would you would think like throw some cranberry sauce on there. They're not doing it. It's just basically a glorified turkey sandwich.
It should be the Whopper of turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, have you guys heard of the DiGiorno's Thanksgiving pizza?
Nope.
I meant to talk about this last week, but I think we ran out of time during fast food news. DiGiorno is bringing back their Thanksgiving pizza starting this month. You can find it at Kroger and Kroger-owned supermarkets across the U.S. So this is a thick Detroit-style crust topped with roasted turkey, gravy sauce, green beans, dried cranberries, mozzarella, cheddar, and crispy fried onions. It's a Thanksgiving feast, minus the mashed potatoes, stuffing, and pie on a pizza.
Yeah, that's a note for me. I don't like Detroit style
I like all
either.
Those things.
Sorry,
what's wrong
Kevin.
With you?
Sorry, Kevin.
Damn it.
Don't yell at Sue.
No, I'm
it's
kidding.
So thick and spongy. I just don't
Yeah,
love
you just
it.
Want the thin
Is it
cracker
sort of like
that
the
falls
old
apart.
School Pizza Hut deep dish?
Oh, no, it's worse.
Oh.
This is almost like focaccia.
But I
like. Sounded like you
it
cussed.
Depends on where it comes from. I've had Detroit style that's super thick, but it's super light.
Yeah, I haven't had that.
It's
Where'd
not,
you get it?
I don't like the idea of it. I can't remember where it was.
I haven't had it, but I hate it.
I mean, the big chain in St. Louis that has it, is Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been there.
And they've got it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not bad at all.
It's close.
I was really surprised. I got a heart-shaped Jets pizza one time. That's the kind of romantic.
Yeah, you're a softie. Yeah.
I love that stuff. I love like the jack-o'-lantern pizza and the heart. Papa
right.
John's is a football-shaped pizza. I've never ordered it, but I want it so bad.
Right?
As if it's going to taste different or something.
You need to hire your standards.
It's going to taste like football.
Okay, one more story here. Panera, a.k.a. St. Louis Bread Co., is launching a $1 soup deal for a limited time. This goes through November 10th. You just have to purchase a whole entree and use promo code SOUP at checkout to get a cup of soup for just $1.
Smart idea.
I never trust those things, though. I feel like you're getting me in some way.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, the entree's $35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the Chris LaRocca thing at Crush Red for Election Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
A free cheese pizza if you just have your I voted sticker on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I like their salads.
Oh,
yeah,
they're great.
Salads are amazing.
One pizza per person. It doesn't matter if you've got 6 I voted stickers.
Oh, right. So that's good to know, George. I like a welcome back cobber. Isn't that it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
That's all my fast food.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
See ya.